producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The FBI is now confirming the leader of the protest group, Ammon Bundy, is one of the people in custody tonight. We've learned a law enforcement source told CNN that LaVoy Finicum was the person shot and killed, saying he did not obey orders to surrender. He was killed when shots were fired along Highway 395 during a law enforcement operation. The FBI says right now it's not clear who fired first.
That's the official story coming from mainstream media reports out of Burns, Oregon. The Bundys were there. Ammon Bundy arrested. LaVoy Finicum shot dead. The claim is, according to that last audio clip we played, he was... I guess they're trying to indicate he was resisting arrest, wasn't following orders. Is that going to be the case? Is that actually what happened, or is that just one of those official stories to back up the official government position on what was going out on out there in Burns, Oregon? That's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Serious news reporting today. A tragedy with the loss of LaVoy Finicum. We're going to get to that in a moment. We have a guest, Deborah Jordan, on in a moment as well. And she is also works with Pete Santilli on the morning show at Talk Network. We'll get to that. There's a couple of clips here that I want to play you from Victoria Sharp, who was actually in the vehicle as they were supposedly ambushed. Again, I wasn't there. I don't have video of this. But taken on by the feds, told to get out, and where they arrested Ammon Bundy and where they shot LaVoy Finicum dead. And I want to find out a little bit more about this, but let's first go to her audio clip of what she said, what she eyewitnessed in terms of this shooting, when the mainstream media is claiming he either resisted or wasn't following orders. What actually happened?
He got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, unless, he's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, to shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. They shot him, like, right there, because he was just walking with his hands in the air, and I saw it. I swear to God. He was just walking with his hands in the air, and they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.
Super Don, this Victoria Sharp, how is she related? Do you know exactly who she is in relation to all of this?
Well, she was an 18-year-old that was in the back seat of the vehicle that LaVoy Finicum was driving, as I understand it. And they were on their way to a community meeting to talk with the sheriff. And she was in the car on the way, and she was going there because she wanted to sing. She was a singer, and she wanted to sing songs. When this happened. And she was in the back seat when things unfolded, and she was there when LaVoy Finicum got shot.
An eyewitness. Now, tell me, somebody is about to interview her. We got an audio clip. There's a male voice that's asking her questions about this event. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, this was, I believe, a family friend that she called and talked to, and he recorded it because he wanted to have it on record because he was concerned about her safety.
All right,
and so he wanted this account documented in the event that, you know, something were to happen to her.
All right, let's give a listen to Victoria Sharp and interviewed by someone that was there.
Let's just get this clear. Mr. Finicum's hands or Finicum hands were in the air when he was shot.
Yes.
Was he standing?
He, hands were still up after he was dead.
Okay, they shot him and he went down, and then they shot him again on the ground?
Yeah, they shot him like at least six times.
Okay, so this is the report again. Eyewitness, I wanted to hear an eyewitness report of this. Now, I want to contrast that with the FBI statement here in Oregon, the Oregon statement out of the FBI, and in relation to this. And then we're going to bring special guest Deborah Jordan into the mix out there as Pete Santilli, who's a reporter for Talk Network, a show host as well, was arrested. We'll find out what's going on out there in Burns, Oregon. This is a statement from the Oregon FBI. Let's give a listen to this.
I will say that the armed occupiers have been given ample opportunity to leave the refuge peacefully. They have been given opportunities to negotiate. As outsiders to Oregon, they have been given the opportunity to return to their families and to work through the normal legal process to air their grievances. Instead, these individuals have chosen to threaten and intimidate the America they profess to love and, through criminal actions, bring these consequences upon themselves.
Okay, so what are the consequences? Being shot dead with your hands up? Is that a consequence of airing your grievances? Now, I recognize that he says, well, you didn't take it through the normal legal processes. But what if those normal legal processes were not willing to hear the grievance? And then they say, the America they profess to love. Well, this is where an FBI agent is deluded if they actually believe this statement. Because the America they profess to love is not a corporate entity beholden to international treaties that violate the rights of ranchers, for instance, via those international treaties. So there's a lot of the way they talk about this. And then they said outsiders to Oregon. Outsiders to Oregon. The FBI is an outsider to Oregon. Don't tell me outsiders to Oregon. Again, I can see the way they're utilizing the language to gain sympathy for their actions here and trying to claim that it is justified to shoot somebody with their hands up, shoot them dead, and then shoot them after they're down. I got a lot of questions about this. I don't have all the answers, but we're going to get some help on this. Deborah Jordan is with us now. Deborah, thanks for being part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Deborah, are you there? Are you with us?
I am. I'm sorry. I was on the phone with Pete's attorney. So,
okay.
Yeah, the phone just seems to be ringing off the hook here all of a sudden. Isn't that the way it always is?
I imagine so. Now, Pete was arrested based on what? I mean, he's reporting on the incident. Was he doing something more that we don't know about? Why would they arrest somebody reporting on the incident?
From what I'm understanding is that they feel that, you know, Pete was, you know, on the outside and calling for people to come and be part of the protest. And, you know, as we all know, and those who follow the story know that Pete called for people to come peacefully and not armed.
Okay. So that's an important distinction, and you probably have that on radio and in archived position to show them that he was not calling for any armed insurrection.
Correct.
Yeah. So at this point, go ahead.
We also have it archived that he was no part of the planning of the takeover of the Mojar refuge. He at no time was privy to any of their plans and what they were going to do right up until right in the middle of the rally on January the 4th, to which he told them no, he didn't do building. That was his answer to them, and he did that on the air.
So, again, there's a lot of evidence to show that he was not part of that. He was reporting on it. By the way, Deborah co-hosts with Pete Santilli Off the Hook in the morning for Talk Network. And this is a rapidly developing story at this point with the shooting death of Lavoy Finicum, supposedly unarmed, his hands up. And, you know, the FBI is trying to justify it at this point that, you heard the statement. We'll get more about that. But at this point, Pete's still in custody. Have they actually officially charged him? Has there been an arraignment? What's the latest?
I'm so sorry. Hello?
Deborah, you still there?
I am still here. I'm just trying to coordinate with Pete's attorney to get him some money on the books so that he can make phone calls out and those things. So,
sure. Well, I'll just a couple of more minutes with you. I don't want to take you away from that, but I do want to know if they've arraigned Pete. Have they officially charged him with any particular crime? Do we know what's going on in that regard?
Okay. He had an arraignment today, and what they're saying is that they need until Friday to make a decision on whether or not they're going to release him on bail. And we'll know on Friday. So right now he's going to be detained until then.
Okay. Super Don, if you want to chime in on this, I know you've been following this, you know, heading up over at Talk Network with a lot of the coverage. Is there something we're missing here that Deborah can reveal that I may not be aware of?
Well, Deborah, what is your take? What can you tell us from what you've heard there on the ground and in the situation about the traffic stop and what happened with the shooting of LaVoie Finicum?
Well, you know, at this point, there are many stories. And I do know that we now have two eyewitnesses. I can't get into some of it with you guys because, you know, that's another story to story to tell. And actually would like, you know, hopefully work it out so that he can come on the air with you guys but at some point. But, you know, we do know that LaVoie was... you know, he was stopped, of course, and he was, you know, asked to exit the vehicle. There were some things that ensued, right? And LaVoie, it is common knowledge, and even Victoria said that he tried to drive away, and there was a roadblock ahead of him, and so he plowed into a snowbank. And the truck was stuck there that he was in. He was in a truck.
Okay, stand by. We got to take a break here. I'm going to talk with Deborah off the air just to make sure she can, you know, help out in whatever way she can there as well as here to reveal more information on what's going on in Burns, Oregon. Remember, we don't accept the official story. We got to go deeper than that, and we're doing that right now. We also go outside the box with Ty Bollinger each and every Wednesday. We're going to do that as well. And a very special guest talking about a health and fitness expo I want you to attend as well when we get a little bit lighter than the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we're doing a little healing on a different level, the best way we can, trying to gather information about what's going on out in Burns, Oregon, as Lavoy Finicum was shot dead by the FBI, apparently. And we had an eyewitness account. We played audio last segment of Victoria Sharp, who was there. Right now we're talking more with Deborah Jordan. She is the morning host, co-host with Pete Santilli on Talk Network. And Pete was arrested, and we're waiting to hear, you know, all of the charges, and that he'll be released on Friday, not as a participant in this, but he's a reporter. He's reporting on this, as far as I understand it, and no. But there's a lot more information that we need to find out as we're trying to uncover it. As I said, we don't accept the official story here. If it proves to be accurate, that's a different story. But right now I've got a lot of questions and not enough answers. Deborah, thanks again for being with us a few more minutes.
You're welcome. Yep.
So what do you know about the folks still at the federal enclave or whatever this building is that they supposedly had occupied now that they've arrested Ammon Bundy and others, and Lavoy is now no longer on this planet based on the shooting? What is left there at the building?
You know, I'm getting information that there's just a handful of people there, men. There are no women or children on you know, there anymore. And I know that the FBI is getting weary of, you know, asking and, you know, trying to get them out of there. Ammon Bundy, through his attorney, just about 20 minutes or so ago, asked for the remaining people up there to stand down.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just wait to see if they will stand down. But I'm sure that If they get the message, they will indeed stand down if it came from Ammon Bundy.
Yeah, if it's not eminently clear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form, but peaceful, if there is resistance, even we call a civil disobedience as ways that Gandhi and MLK and others have promoted over the years for change. But as I said, peaceful redress of grievances, if they're not heard within the courts, this is raising the frustration level of the American rancher, for instance, in this case, where the federal claim on those lands, or if we go deeper into that, debt for nature swaps via the United Nations, we have claims that are international and not part of the corporate United States technically. And this is creating a lot of confusion within the courts, the ranchers who have ranched on these lands for generations. Now, I mean, it's a mess, folks, when you get deep below the surface, not at the superficial level where the mainstream media is reporting.
Yeah. It is a fact that the growth of that refuge has taken many ranchers out of business. And, you know, ranching here in this area is becoming, you know, almost non-existent. And those ranches who have been able to survive this long are looking at in the near future, you know, a not-so-bright future. It's looking pretty bad for them. So with all of the restrictions and, you know, just the government overreach, and, you know, we could certainly all understand the plight of the ranchers here, and many of them are just, you know, devastated because of the government overreach and the overreach of the BLM. And you know, we all know that, you know, not all of these entities, you know, function on a legal level. So, I mean, I think that was the main crux of their argument here. And, you know, Ammon Bundy thought he was being peaceful. And to the, and to the, mostly, he was being peaceful. I mean, the time that I spent there as a reporter, reporting in this media and getting to know these people just like everybody else did, including Fox, CNN, all of these other news outlets who indeed spent more time with the people on the refuge than Pete and I did. You know, we never once saw anyone aim a gun at somebody else or be violent with someone else. So, you know, for the most part, it was a peaceful occupation.
Well, it apparently ended violently by an FBI agent, unless we know it's the sheriff's office. I don't know who did this act against Lavoie Finicum. We want to get more details on that as we can find more people willing to speak out on it. Let us know here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Deborah, Jordan, thank you for being with us. Our best to Pete and get him out of there safely, okay?
We're working on it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We'll get more from Deborah and others on this issue, but we're going to lighten it up next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, there's some fascinating information we're going to be revealing. I've got an article we're going to publish from John Rappaport talking about, the Oregon issue. It could be, again, another ruse for something else. Could it be uranium in the ground there that the Russians are interested in? We're going to find that out in a moment. But first, we're going to lighten it up. We're going to go into subject of a dietary supplement before we bring my friend Sine into it, because there's a big event. Hey, Sine, are you cleaning the dishes there? We're getting all kinds of noise from your microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm not cleaning dishes, I promise.
It's either that or you're working out still, because you are the fitness of fitness. I mean, what you do is incredible. But,
I'll stop doing the cup set.
Yeah, no problem. So Sine Wallace is my guest this segment, and Sine and her husband Lincoln, just wonderful, sweet people. And they are so dedicated to health and fitness that they've established a health and fitness expo every year in the little town of Mount Dora, Florida. And they've got that coming up this Saturday, and they've invited me to attend and be there to talk to folks and pour silver shots and do a lot of fun stuff. But, Sine, of course, you come from far afield. You were born in Turkey. Your husband was born originally in Jamaica, spent a lot of time in Canada, so it's a very international perspective you have on things. But fitness is something we, dagnabbit, Americans need big time. We're fat, slovenly, and lazy in America.
Well, you know, it's not all of us. So luckily there's a lot of folks that they actually do want to do something. They just don't know where to start, or they just don't know how to do it and how much to do it, when to do it. So that's actually where Lincoln and I come into place, to help people to get strength and at any age, whatever they are striving to be. So, yeah.
Well, you are such an interesting story, just as a human interest story, to come all the way from Turkey and to get married to a Jamaican man who's in Canada, and you settle in the heart of Florida, and you establish a health and fitness group there that you're working with folks, getting them well. And, of course, you know, you're seeing a lot of the transition because you see a lot of the elderly folks that are on so many medications, and we recognize that, you know, these can be toxic poisons, and we got to be careful about these things. But we can't abandon fitness. I mean, it was interesting on Craigslist the other day. I told this story briefly. I found a really awesome mountain bike that I've been wanting to get, all lightweight and everything. And I went there, and the guy says, yeah, I bought it. I rode it four times, and my doctor says I have a heart problem, and they put a pacemaker in, and he says, don't exercise anymore. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, is that the news, don't exercise? So
yeah.
Do you encounter this?
Well, actually, I do a lot in my field, and sometimes, well, I mean, of course, the doctors override what we say. We are quite knowledgeable and stuff, but sometimes they say don't do anything. I think the reason is that it's not just that people don't do anything. It's just that they don't they don't trust the patient to do the right thing for them. Does it make sense? I mean, it's a heart patient, right? So his heart rate should not go on a certain rate, more than a certain rate. So most of the people don't even know anything about safe exercise. So they push themselves. They do things actually too dangerous. So I think a lot of times at the gyms or any other places that people do things and they want to get strength, they want to gain muscle or whatever, but the way they go about, actually they're hurting themselves. They're hurting their knees. They're hurting their backs, and a lot of people come to us with their shoulders injury because they were working out, they hurt themselves.
Right.
It's not like if you don't know how to do it, it's like you cannot drive a car without a license, without you know how to drive it. The same thing goes with the exercise. The same thing goes with the taking supplements. You need to know what to do, how much to do, and when to do. And if you don't know, don't go read on the internet and the magazine. Just go consult with a professional and ask their help.
Well, yeah, it's like that, Sine, because, you know, you and Lincoln, I mean, Lincoln is like a world champion karate guy. I mean, it's amazing the things that he's done, and you put together something really nice. And I would say, you know, as we learn about the toxic poisons that we're all exposed to through food, water, and air, if you think you can get rid of that in one day on a massive detox program, you might kill yourself doing that. So you want to consult with folks that have some level of expertise in that arena so you can travel that new terrain or new path safely to get you where you want to be.
Exactly. And most of the time what I see, Robert, is that people come and say, oh, I want to lose weight. But what are you willing to do? And are you willing to listen to the experts? Are you willing to listen to me? Are you willing to do what you need to do? And don't go crazy. So I had this recently. I had another client. She exercises every single day, and you don't need to do that for your purposes. For somebody else, it's okay, but she doesn't know she's putting her body in a ketosis state that burning far more than they should be. So her body is actually shutting down the fat burning. So all those things, there's so many variables. And I agree with you, Robert. I mean, it's best to go consult with an expert or somebody who has done this before in a successful way.
Right. Well, and this to me is why I love doing these events. Like you have established, I think, was it last year or 2 years ago the first year you did this?
Oh, we're going to third year this year.
Third year already, yes.
And
you really have a motivation to kind of get people fit, as we know, and to do it the right way. And so when we come together at events, we can actually talk you know, human to human, right? As you said, this is not on the internet. This is actually something you can come and see. You can talk to experts. There's a lot of healthcare providers, practitioners, fitness mm-hmm. people. I'll be there doing some stuff, which is fun.
Yes.
And it really takes that human connection. And it's really inspiring. You know, when you meet somebody, talk to them and talk from their experience. That's why I love coming to these events. And I'm so grateful that you have invited me back.
Oh, it's an honor to have you, Robert. Last year you supported us as well. It's about bringing the community together. But also, as you know, Robert, the first year, the reason we did this is because when we moved, you know, I was an engineer and then I was in the IT industry and stuff. And I realized that people don't really, I've always been into sports, but I wasn't what I was doing now. I was doing it as a hobby and stuff. And I realized that how much we do get stressed at work, and then we always put ourselves on the second or third family and the work and then overtime, everything. And we just lose ourselves, and before you know it, just we gain 10, 20, 30, 50 pounds. So, it's the life hits us. We just need to have the right support system to go back to our healthy ways. And years ago when I started working with Lincoln at the studio, I noticed that we have got a variety of people that come to us. First, the regular people, you know, the fit people come, and then they realize.
Hello? Go ahead.
Oh, then they realize that we can help to their parents, and then we started training them, and then they started opening up their prescription bottles, and they start coming off their prescriptions. They are able to sit down and get up, and it opened my eyes, and I said, "Oh my God, these people used to think that it's just getting old and they're bound to be going the supported living, you know, those houses that they go in because they cannot stand up, they cannot sit down, they cannot open their bottles. But now the life is different for them, and it made me realize that more people need to know that you can be doing much, much better mm-hmm. with your body, with your mental and physical health. So that's why I actually decided to bring everybody together in the community to celebrate health at every age and provide the, you know, the, like you said, human touch.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's important.
People.
I mean, we've got a very disconnected culture because of all of our online activities. And although mm-hmm. I don't say that that being online is bad all of the time, of course, being online all the time is bad. So the idea is get back to that real world, that physical world. You know, like my mom, I put her up as an example. She's going to be 82 in just a couple mm-hmm. of days, and she goes out dancing almost every night of the week that she can. And so at 82, you find something that you love to do that's physical, that's active. It could just be gardening. You know, the simple act of being
exactly.
outside in the sun, bending over, getting up, using the muscles. We're designed to move, and sometimes we forget, and that's why we have to create almost this artificial environment, if I can call it that, of going to
right.
work out, because it used to be
exactly.
that was part of what humans did just because they were alive.
That's exactly how it is. I mean, new generation is so weak. I mean, we train all ages from like 60 years old to 92 years old, as you know, the guy now. And
yes.
It's amazing to see this young people at the age of 20, 22, they could not even do the things our 56, 57 years old people do. So we've got runners that are 56, 57 years old. They're getting all sorts of medals, and they've been training with us for a long time. And then here comes a 20-year-old, couldn't even just last for 10 minutes. It's really, really sad to see that this new generation is not physically and also mm-hmm. mentally strong, too. I mean, it's almost like everything is kind of given to them. Everything is available.
Right.
But the people at our ages and older, we really have to work for things. And then we have to be strong for us and for our families, and mentally and physically. So we also see that side too. It's not just like the physical fitness, but we also, you know, build mental strength as well.
Sure, yeah, it follows. And even the issue we talk
exactly.
about on this show a lot about depression. The fact is, if you're not moving, that's depressing. So bring that back
absolutely.
Into your life. By the way, wallacefitness.com, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as well as the Facebook page if you want to check that out to find out about the third annual Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo coming up this Saturday, January 30th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Donnelly Park. It's a sweet little place. It reminds me of the Groundhog Day, you know, with Punxsutawney Phil, the little square of the town that everybody would meet on. It's just cute. But you'll have a lot of vendors there, a lot of giveaways, a lot of activity. You can connect with people, ask lots of questions. I'll be pouring silver shots, answering questions as well. So we'll have a lot of fun.
Wonderful. And we will also have a live music and some kids' activities all day long. So it will be fun.
Oh, beautiful. And if you go to wallacefitness.com, we've got it linked up. You'll see a video of Sine at Wallace Fitness talking about the expo, why you want to be part of it as well. And you'll get fit just by hanging around this young lady.
We just wanted to spread the world. I mean, we don't have to come to us. You go anywhere else. Just go somewhere good. Just be active. Eat right. Us six birds. Just be healthy all together. You know, just everything we do, just try to keep it active and be good, eating good, and keep moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Sine, I look forward to seeing you this Saturday at the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Robert. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Big hugs to you and Lincoln, and everybody check it out if you're in Central Florida. Head on down. We've got lots more healing to go. Ty Bollinger coming up. Also, organic farming and students. What do they do together? What wonderful things can happen after this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you again to Sinead Lincoln Wallace. They are going to be hosting a great event, and you can check out more upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the Right to Try Conference in Guchara, the Guchara Inn in southern Colorado. You believe you have a right to save your life, even if the government doesn't want you to, with substances they don't approve, whether it be drugs or natural supplements. That's an important issue that's not going to fade away. Also, thanks to Deborah Jordan for dropping by as well. We've got Ty Bollinger in the bullpen ready to take over and do some outside the box with us. Just published the article by John Rappaport and at robertscottbell.com. The Clintons, colon, is the Oregon standoff really about uranium? Fascinating perspectives. We don't have a definitive answer, but we're asking the questions here. That's what the First Amendment is all about. The Fourth Estate, as it once was called, pushing the freedom of speech issue, all that we got. Because that is a critical part in holding the feet to the fire of those who need it held there to keep them doing the right thing. Now, the right thing is not to eat 6.6 pounds of a traditional herbal supplement. Even if it's natural, even if it's safe at an ounce, it may not be safe at 6.6 pounds. I mean, isn't that one of the arguments that you can die of overeating bananas? Right? Even something good for you can be bad for you in excess.
Oh, but okay. It was an herbal supplement, Robert Scottbell.
Right, it was an herbal supplement. A 26-year-old Chinese man died in December after consuming excessive amounts. You know, this becomes a headline at Fox, and the headline doesn't say he died after taking too much. It just says he took a traditional herbal supplement, right? So you're led to believe, oh my gosh, people are dying from supplements again. It turns out that if you eat 6.6 pounds of a supplement, you might not live to tell the tale either. Where's common sense in this regard? Why was he taking it? I don't know. Probably the Viagra didn't work. I'm just guessing.
Man yes. Eats 6 pounds of Spam and dies. Where's that one?
spam. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not the common sense we're looking for, right? We like the common sense. And we like.
Let me ask you this. If he had consumed 6 pounds of Tylenol.
Oh, he's done.
Would he have died of liver failure?
He's done at 4 ounces.
There you go.
He doesn't make a quarter pound of Tylenol and he's done. Took 6.6 pounds of an herbal supplement. Isn't that interesting? Tell me that's not interesting. All right, this is the happy story of the hour. I mean, I like the event we got coming up, but students learn organic farming, sell thousands of pounds of produce after internship. And that's the kind of education I'm talking about. That's not indoctrination. You're raising people children to be adults who can take care of themselves and help others genuinely. Learn to grow. This is number one. This is as important as reading, writing, and arithmetic. Sometimes you could argue more so, because if you can read and write and do math, and you can't grow food, and they can't deliver it to you from South America, China, or wherever in the winter, you're screwed. That reading, writing, and arithmetic is not going to get you far. Now, is that me bashing the basics? No, I'm just saying that along with the basics, this is as basic gets. Learning to grow food. So how cool is this story, Super Don?
Yeah, I mean, they learned everything. This was a one-acre plot of land that they learned all this stuff from, preparing the land for planting to, you know, what kind of vegetables to grow, how to, you know, deal with pests and stuff like that, with non-toxic bacteria, you know, the whole, you know, nine yards. Yeah, it was very cool. And they went and sold the produce and helped some people out with eating some good food.
As long as this didn't happen in Michigan, because they would probably shut them down. Or maybe now in Oregon with that. I mean, the thing is, the movement against independence, right, is very interesting here in America. You can't be off-grid, right? It's illegal in most states to be off the grid. What does that tell you about the status of freedom in America? Oh, we just want you to be safe. Really? That's what you want? Or do you want us to be slaves? That's the question that must be asked. And if you immediately have a knee-jerk reaction against the Bundys or any of the ranchers, I want you to take a what they call a cold hard look into the mirror and say, if you have lived your life for generations in your family one way and suddenly you were told you couldn't, would you just skulk away and then ask the government for welfare, or would you try to fight and retain the rights that you had to grow, to work the land, etc.? And wouldn't you dig deeper to find out what is really behind this anti-rancher stance? Whether you're vegetarian or not, that's irrelevant. Is it uranium in the ground? Is it debt for nature swaps? Is it our debt to China or the World Bank and the IMF? Questions we may answer next hour with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.